From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Afghanistan on a previously unannounced visit, signaling continuing U.S. support for the country's national unity government. Kerry arrived in the Afghan capital one day after he made a brief unannounced visit to Baghdad to meet government leaders and assure them of staunch U.S. support. The U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan, Richard Olson, noted that the United States remains committed to supporting the National Unity Government in Kabul, which is more than 18 months into its five-year term. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter heads to Asia Saturday. Security-related matters are on the agenda in both India and the Philippines. Carter delivered a speech Friday on Asian security in New York, where he said countries are appealing to the United States for support because of Chinese actions in the disputed South China Sea.
South China Sea, China's actions in particular, are raising regional tensions. That's why countries across the Asia Pacific are voicing concern with militarization, and especially over the last year with China's actions, which stand out in size and scope. They're voicing those concerns publicly and privately at the highest levels in regional meetings and global fora. That's why many of these countries are reaching out anew to the United States to uphold the rules and the principles that have allowed the region to thrive.
Carter said that although the United States has disagreements with China, Washington is committed to working through them. This is VOA News. North Korean state media reports the reclusive nation has successfully tested an engine for an intercontinental ballistic missile. The North's official Korean Central News Agency released the news on Saturday. KCNA said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un personally supervised the test that will strengthen its ability to stage nuclear strikes on the United States. Pyongyang has repeatedly threatened preemptive nuclear strikes on the United States and South Korea. The test, if indeed successful, would be a big step forward for the North's nuclear weapons program. A fugitive suspect is under arrest in connection with last month's bombings in Brussels. Belgian authorities confirm 31-year-old Mohamed Abrini is among several people arrested Friday. He's believed to be the mysterious man in the hat who escaped the explosion at Brussels' Zaventem Airport. He's suspected of having a role in attacks carried out by an Islamic State cell that left 162 people dead, 130 in Paris and 32 in Brussels, and scores wounded. Myanmar, also known as Burma, has released more than 100 political detainees under an amnesty. Their release is the first official act of Aung San Suu Kyi, the country's leader and a former political prisoner herself. As the prisoners were released, some were greeted with flowers, cheers, and hugs from supporters and friends. The Nonprofit Assistance Association for Political Prisoners estimates Myanmar still has some 500 political prisoners, either convicted or awaiting trial. Djibouti's Minister of the Interior has announced that President Ismail Omar Guelleh has won Friday's presidential election with nearly 87% of the vote. Interior Minister Hassan Omar Mohamed told VOA the vote count is complete and President Guelleh has won outright in the first round of the election, giving him another five-year term in office, his fourth consecutive term since 1999. His nearest rival was Omar El-Mikar of the Union for National Salvation, who got just over 7% of the votes. Rock musician Bruce Springsteen has canceled a concert scheduled for Sunday in the U.S. state of North Carolina, citing the state's new law blocking anti-discrimination measures for transgender people. Springsteen released a statement saying, "Some things are more important than a rock show, and this fight against prejudice and bigotry is one of them." Springsteen apologized to fans who will get refunds, but not a show. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.